doesn't realize in his authority, in his position that he has got, he may abuse it and he may act very forcefully. But the time will come, whether it is in this dunya or in akhirat, Allah will show him such that those people that he oppressed or those people that he went against, they will get a chance to act against him. And sometimes it's in this world, and that level of zillat and embarrassment the person will face is very, very severe. So therefore, this hadith is teaching us a great usul, a great principle, that you spend and you will be spent upon. You show kindness, kindness will be shown upon you. You show akhlaq and good character, this will be shown upon you. So this teaches us that doesn't matter at what level we are, at every stage we got to check within ourselves. Do we like to be treated like this? If we don't like to be treated like this, then we don't treat somebody else like that. So how we would like to be treated, how we would like to enjoy, like that we should love enjoyment for others, like that we should enjoy good treatment for other people. So another hadith we did on Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, anna rajulan sa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul islam khair. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, a person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked that which actions in Islam are the best. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said such a beautiful thing which ties up also with the occasion of Eid. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, tut'imu ta'am, that you feed people. So now we've done qurbani, most of us have done, alhamdulillah. So we'll also have meat parcels. So from there, one third of it is good that a person keeps for himself and his family. The other two third he spends on his close relatives and his family, close relatives and family members, and that other one third he gives it to the poor. So this is the hadith is saying, tut'imu ta'am, that these are the best actions where a person feeds people. وَتَقْرَوُ السَّلَامُ, and then he makes salam to who? عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفُ, to who he recognizes and to who he doesn't recognize. Often it happens we make salam to the people we know, those people in our standing, those people in our society, a person not from our class, maybe he's not from amongst us, we don't regard him to be amongst us, but if we know he's a Muslim, we don't greet him. This is not correct. The hadith is saying, عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ, who you recognize, who you identify with, or who you don't identify with. The fact that the man is a Muslim, make salam to him. Sometimes we don't realize how happy a person gets because somebody made salam to him. He feels so nice that I have been recognized today. Normally people don't even make salam to me. They don't look at me with any regard. But this person makes salam to me. Only for that he will be, a person will be remembered. That this person used to make salam to all of us, irrespective of who we were. This was his style, he would make salam. So this is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll do one more hadith. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَرْبَعُونَ خَسْلَةً. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned there are 40 qualities. أَعْلَاهَا مَنِيحَةُ الْعَنْزِ, the highest of these 40 qualities is where a person lends his goat. He's got a milk-giving goat. He lends it. مَا مِنْ عَامِلٍ يَعْمَلُ بِخَسْلَةٍ مِنْهَا. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining these qualities now in general. So he mentioned there are 40 qualities. The highest of it is where a person lends a goat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining these qualities. That ma min amilin ya'malu bi khaslatin min hadi. Isn't anyone that acts upon any one of these 40 qualities, raja'a thawabiha, hoping for reward, wa tasdiqa maw'udiha, and this person, he is affirming the truth. In other words, he is affirming the promise. He believes 100% that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words can't be true. What these, he has said that there are 40 such qualities, we believe in it. Illa adkhalahu Allah ta'ala bihal jannah, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. Ya Allama ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned a very nice thing. That from this hadith we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said there are 40 qualities, and the highest is where a person lends his goat. But he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't mention the qualities. In this hadith the qualities not mentioned, all 40 qualities. Why didn't he mention 40 qualities? It's because if he mentioned 40 qualities in that order, that this is the lowest and that is the highest, people would have left out the lowest ones and they would have practiced on the highest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it such that we practice on all good things. Whether a good thing is in our mind small or a good thing is big, the fact that something is good, we must practice upon it. So therefore those 40 qualities were not mentioned. But why the highest was mentioned? Just to show us that how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give. This word maniha, manihatul anzi, this word maniha actually means to lend something that you got. To lend an asset where the person can take some benefit from the asset. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a goat. But a person lends some type of asset. Here the person uses the goat, it may be an extra goat he's got. The person is using the milk from it, so he's getting some benefit. So that benefit somebody is getting, somebody is benefiting from it, it makes him happy. Hazrat, one of our senior akabir, I think it was Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that somebody came and told him that there's a certain person is trying to get a job and he's using your name. Often it happens, person looking for a job and he says, I know such and such a person, or I know such and such a person is a close friend of mine. So, and that person is a very famous person. So because you say he's a very close friend of yours, there's a very good chance that you'll get a job. So somebody came and told him that this is what one person is doing, he's using your name. So he gave a very nice answer. He said, at least somebody is benefiting from my name. Yeah, at least somebody is benefiting from my name. What harm is there? If he gets a job and he benefits, at least somebody is benefiting. So this is how these akabir would think, that we got something extra, we got one goat that's lying at home, nobody is using it, lend it. Or in our circumstances, we're going to the masjid, we got three extra seats there. We see somebody walking to the masjid. Instead of wasting that one seat, call the brother, tell him you can sit in the car and take him and go to the masjid. So somebody is benefiting from something extra you got. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying this is the highest of 40 qualities. Such an easy thing. Person is going to the ijtima, his car is empty, he tells his brothers, my car is empty, you people can use, and you can benefit from the seats of the car, and you can come to the ijtima. So from like this, if person got anything extra, like that, we look in our cupboards, so many clothes are extra, instead of it hanging there, give it to somebody, somebody can benefit. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, that you don't necessarily, and actually this hadith is not give, it is lend. The person is lending his goat, and after some time he'll take it back. That seat of your car, you're not giving that person, you're lending it. So lending, but to give somebody benefit is so high. Can you imagine how much more benefit there'll be if a person gives whatever extra he got away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.